response of Knesset Yisrael to the Nisim of Purim is something that was absolutely remarkable. When a person is faced with a Nes Nigle, it is something that a person cannot help but notice. You're walking, you witness Kriyas Yamsuf, it doesn't require a high degree of seichel, of yediya, of perspective, to be able to recognize that this is absolutely an ace. When you're dealing with nisim nistarim, the challenge is much, much more critical. A person can experience a nes nistar and simply it can go unnoticed. A nes nistar requires that a person has to focus. It requires a broader context, a broader perspective. Just like a person can lay the Megillah without uttering the Shem Hashem, a person can experience the Nisim Nistar Mepurim without acknowledging the Shem Hashem. And that was the greatness of Knesset Yisrael. The ability, even in times of Golos, in times of Hastara, to recognize on the Sefesh of Echol Yom Imanu that this was an absolute Nes. I've often suggested, you tell me whether this is Halacha or whether it's Agada, but the Mechaber writes, Tafri Sadi, that the first thing that the Baal Kori does Bitzibur, before he makes the Bracha, you have to open up the Megillah. You can't only read that which is literally in front of you. If you see a pasuk in the Megillah, you're not necessarily going to see Hashkafas Hashem. But undeniably, when you read the Megillah from beginning to end, and you see the confluence, the convergence of all the events, how can a person walk away and deny Hashkafas Hashem? So the Mechaber writes that recognize, before you begin, you have to open up the entire storyline up in order to appreciate that panoramic sense of Hashkafas Hashem, that Shuin Golos, that you're not going to experience an Eis Nigla. But when you recognize everything that happens, you take a look back at this past year, you recognize a pandemic. How can you walk away and think that this is random, that this is capricious, this is nothing short of course, Hashkafas Hashem. That's only step one. You have to recognize this is Hashkafas Hashem. Step two, which is critical, is what exactly is the consequence? What is the effect? How transformative is that recognition? You realize that this is Hashkafas Hashem. So what? So what? What do you do about it? How impactful is it? How transformative is it? That is the key question. And that was the greatness of Klal Yisrael. It's not only to recognize the Yad Hashem, but the recognition was manifest in Kimu V'Kimu. The result was a reacceptance of the Torah Hashem, Me'av V'Miratzah. And that's something which is remarkable. Not simply to recognize that, but to use that as an opportunity. The Midrash Tanchuma writes in Parshas Noach, to a certain extent above and beyond Mamad Har Sinai, that required Vayisyatzu, but here me'av v'ratzon, that was the natural response of Knesset Yisrael to Nisim Nistarim. As I mentioned, that's what the Shultz writes, Samach Zayin. That's why you have to have a Suda Spurim. It is a Suda for Kabbalah Sator. Kabbalah Sator. No Suda Schanaka, but a Suda Spurim, because that element of Kimu V'Kibu applied during Purim, and we don't find that that was the aftermath of the next Schanaka. And that is the reason for the Suda. That's Suda Yipsakim, Daf Mevav, Hakom Moldim Batzeres, Devin and Ami Lachem, the Pasuk and Mishpatim, Vayechis Oeslokim, Vayokul Vishnu. You have to celebrate the acceptance of the Torah Hashem. You know, when I mentioned this, the Talmud came over, yeah, but doesn't Rashi read that Pasuk differently? Rashi writes that that Suda, then the Parshas Mishpatim, was not the Shvach of Knesset Yisrael, but a Gnai of Knesset Yisrael. I would just point out to the Balushitas, they know that, according to Rashi, the timing of that Parsha, Mishpatim, was Dalet Zivan. That was before Kabbalah Satara, according to Rashi. B'nai Yisrael partied before Kabbalah Satara. That was Gassus Ruach. According to the Ramban, no, this was the aftermath of Mamad Har Sinai. They celebrated the Kabbalah Satara. And that is what that we're obligated to do. It's not only about Purim. It's the aftermath of. How impactful is the fact that we experience Nisim Nistarim? A person experiences the difficult year that we did. How impactful is it? How many more Svarim? How many more Siyumim? How much more Amelus Fatora? That really is the question. Did everything that we experience result in a heightened level of Kimu V'Kibu? And that is something that is absolutely, absolutely critical. There is the Gemara Menachos and the Peva. Special Shabbos is Kriya Sator. That, you know, the Shemen that is used has to be Zach, Kassis, Lamar. So that the Gemara points out there are two requirements, Zach and Kassis. Zach and Kassis. So Zach, as Rashi writes, means that you have to weed out the sediment. The sediment. That's certainly clear. Kassis means something more than that. Now, not just weeding out the shmar, the sediment. But Kassis, Rashi writes the following, that you don't put it in a rechaim, but it has to be hand-tooled. It has to be hand-worked. Kassis means that it has to be refined with amelus. It has to be refined biyah. It cannot be done al yedei davar acher. So fascinating, the two different dinim, one which is kassis and one which is zav. Zav means, of course, you have to sort out, you have to separate, the ochel of psalmist, an act of borer. But kassis is much, much more. The Gemara has that incredible drasha that kassis lama'ar, and the Gemara just adds the phrase, no? Like, hello, kassis lama'nachos. You see that Gemara, it rings bells. Now it's like stunning. You're like, whoa, kassis lama'ar. And below kassis lamanachas. That requirement of zach applies to everything. But kassis applies only to the shemen of the menorah and not to the shemen of a korban mincha. Why exactly is that true? You know, the representation of the shemen of the menorah and that of mincha is very different. Very different. The shemen of the menorah represents the radiance of the Torah Sashem, of the Bastard of Tafel, Arosa Shiyaku Yadim, Simenecha, Minorah Shabadorim. So many indications that the shemen of the menorah that represents the chokhmah satov. A mincha is very different. A mincha does not have that representation of literally the esek batorah. You know what a mincha means? That you take the grains and you offer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and then you partake in achila of the shari hamanachos. The mincha represents sustenance and the shemen of the menorah represents the chokhmah satov. And shemen is necessary for both. But there's a fundamental difference. Both, whether it is the chachmas satorah, whether it's the parnas of nachos, requires zach. You have to engage in borer. You have to be very careful. You always have to be on guard. You have to sort out. Right? Parnas is not a license for everything and anything. A person has to be very, very careful. Right? It's not a license for exposure. That's true both of the shemen of the menorah and the shemen of a korban mincha. But kassis is uniquely true when it comes to the menorah. You know, if a person will tell me in terms of learning that lo yagati umatzasi, I didn't invest much time and effort, but I made it. I really know the chachmas satorah. You know what the answer is? Inconceivable. It cannot be. It cannot be. You know, a person will tell me, you know, I didn't really look into the stock, but I invested and I experienced the windfall, the yagatzi matzasi, you know, and I'll say, be careful. Don't do that routinely, you know, don't press, but it's conceivable. It's conceivable that a person can accomplish something in the realm of parnasa without. The advice is, yes, a measure of yigi, of course, that's what we stand for. But kassis means biyad and not bereichayim. That is uniquely true when it comes to the chokhmah satorah, and that's exactly the Gemara. But the Gemara can say a few words, that now that kassis lamar v'lo kassis lamanachas. Now realize that the shemen has to be constantly worked and worked in the body. So with all the hours that you're putting in appropriately with, you know, afternoon studies and everything that entails, it's an enormous responsibility. But you know what? When it comes to the Torah Sashem, above and beyond, that requires not just zach, that requires kassis. And that will determine whether we can respond to our form of experience the way that Bnei Yisrael responded to the Nisim of Purim of old, recognizing Hashgachas Hashem and channeling that for Kimo Vati. That is the challenge of Purim. It's not the day, it's the aftermath of how transformative, how impactful was the Purim experience. What more do I take upon myself in terms of that commitment of amelus and hasmada and siyum? That has to be the avodah sayom of the aftermath of Purim. And take a look at that simple sugya that the Gemara writes, that requirement of kassis. Everything requires, no doubt, effort. Things meaningful in life are not effortless, certainly, certainly not. But recognize that the amelus, that the Torah Hashem requires and the privilege to invest, that is something that is beyond question. Give up the aftermath of Purim. What we can do individually, what we can do as a yeshiva to raise the bar, to be able to see to it that the nisim were not just noticed, but rather they were impactful. They transformed who we are as Tefillin and as the Rabbi, to be able to, for Ezra Hashem, be Zoltan, to the ultimate good.